Yes, I was staying in Killarney in the post office. The postmaster took me around the Ring of Kerry, where a car wasn't allowed to go, but he was allowed to go because he was the postmaster, and he was postmaster general for around the place, and he brought me all up through the places in the Killarney mountains around where a car was not allowed to go, except his car, because he had to go to the different post offices around the country. And I got the advantage of going around the Ring of Kerry with him in the car.
Oh, that was a terrific experience for you. But yes. Margaret Lennox.
Lennox.
And your maiden name was?
Smith.
Smith.
S-M-Y-T-H.
Oh, where did you grow up now?
Sandymount.
And could you describe to me what it was like in Sandymount?
Yes, it was lovely because there was a big gate on the road, on the Sandymount Road, and we had to open that big gate to come into our avenue, and it drove down, and there were three red brick houses joined, and we were in the middle one. There were no children in any of the other houses, but there were nine of us, and including five girls.
Yeah.
And we had the whole place to ourselves.
Living there at the time, what was your father doing for a living?
He was in Guinness's.
Oh, was he?
He was, yes.
And what was his work in Guinness's?
He was a clerk, a number two clerk. He was on the loading loft directing the traffic going, say, to different parts of the country, and he'd say, put that in such a thing because so many towns are on that line and so on.
So he was in charge of transport, yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
You see, a Catholic couldn't become a number one clerk, and he was a Catholic. So he could only become a number two clerk in Guinness's.
All right. And so he was in there, I suppose, in the turn of the last century, wasn't he?
Yes, he was there when I was born, anyway.
and you were born in 1913. Yeah.
His brother was in Guinness's.
Yeah.
But his brother was deformed. He had a shoulder out. Apparently he was let fall as an infant, and they didn't say anything about it, and he grew hunchback, and he was a little man about this height, but he was an expert Pitman shorthand writer, and they took him on as secretary up in the laboratory,